Welcome to the Pharmacy Museum in Podil. The museum opened in 1988 in the building of the first Kievan Podilsky Freestone Pharmacy. The pharmacy was located in this building for 109 years before relocating in 1839. The building's facade has been preserved, despite new owners repeatedly changing the internal layout and purpose of the premises. The museum's collection was meticulously gathered, with exhibits, including furniture, dishes, and inventory, brought from various parts of Ukraine and other countries. The core of the collection consists of unique, original furniture that belonged to the family of the first Kiev pharmacists, Heiter Bunge, miraculously preserved on the estate grounds. The museum's collection includes 5,000 exhibits displayed in 12 exhibition halls. The first floor recreates the atmosphere of 18th to 19th century pharmaceutical establishments. The basement interiors tell the story of the origins of pharmaceutics and apothecary art, featuring a healer's hut, an alchemist's study, a pharmacy cellar for storing medicinal wines, a house church, and an artifacts hall. Nothing is known about the existence of a specialized apothecary craft in Kyiv until the beginning of the 13th century. There were no doctors or pharmacies in Kyiv. Ailments and diseases were cured by folk medicine practitioners, namely healers, mulfars, bone setters, and herbalists, midwives, sorcerers, herbalists, magi, fortune tellers. Healing practices were based solely on the experience of folk medicine. In 1684, General Patrick Gordon, who was building the Pechersk fortress in Kyiv, requested the government send a doctor and an apothecary. The administration granted his request and sent a military doctor to Kyiv, who brought a mobile pharmacy. The official start of pharmacy in Kyiv dates to 1715, when Prince Dmitry Golitsyn initiated a state pharmacy for soldiers. It supplied only the military due to limited resources. As a result, authorities allowed private pharmacies to open for civilians, regulated by the medical chancellery. In the first decades of the 18th century, a private pharmacy for a wide range of consumers was an unusual phenomenon. In 1728, retired military Gesell, apothecary's assistant, Johann Heiter, a native of Dorpat, received a patent privilege from the medical chancellery to open the first particular pharmacy for general public need in Kyiv and to practice medicine. Heiter had a higher medical education. Due to the shortage of doctors, regimental medics who left military service for various reasons were appointed as city doctors. A doctor was also an apothecary, and conversely, the owner of a pharmacy was a professional doctor. The medical apothecary treated and prepared medicines. At the beginning of the 18th century, Kyiv's population did not exceed 12,000 people, with Podil being the most densely populated area. It was here, in 1730, that the former German military doctor and chemist Johann Heiter opened his first independent pharmacy. The pharmacy estate was built on the central street of Podil, which was called Uspenska, as it led from the Dormition Church. Later it became known as Prytisko Mikilska. To this day, the one-story stone building with a cozy courtyard, rebuilt after the 1811 fire by architect A. Malensky, has been preserved. After Johann Heiter's death, his widow Anna Heiter maintained the pharmacy. Then, from 1751, her son-in-law Georg Friedrich Bunge, 1717-1792, originally from East Prussia, took over. From 1740 to 1747, he studied pharmacy in Tilsit under the privileged medical apothecary Mikhailovsky, receiving a certificate for great diligence, industriousness, and thorough knowledge. Settling in Kyiv, Bunge took over the management of the pharmacy, while Anna Heiter remained the owner. After marrying Anna's daughter, Katerina Heiter, his mother-in-law's pharmacy later passed to her son-in-law as an inheritance. In 1779, the State Medical Collegium awarded G. Bunge the title of apothecary. Later, the Kyiv Nobility Assembly included Bunge and his children, 6 sons and 4 daughters, in the Kyiv Governorate's Noble Genealogical Book. Bunge's establishment was renowned among leading European doctors. Thanks to his education and diligence, Bunge elevated the pharmacy's prestige, leading to its flourishing and elite status, making it one of Kyiv's most important. For a long time, it was the city's sole and expensive pharmacy, serving only wealthy clients, primarily German colonists. The pharmacy was considered a research institution. It was divided into two parts, economic and botanical. The botanical staff cultivated and stored medicinal raw materials. The economic part, in turn, was divided into a laboratory and prescription departments. Here, raw materials were processed and medicines were prepared.